Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk just finished an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and we have a ton of updates on Tesla, SpaceX, Cybertruck, TeslaBot, etc. So let's go ahead and dive into it. I'll link to the actual Wall Street Journal interview in the video description below. So first off, Elon Musk is doing this interview, or was doing it from his office in Gigafactory Austin. And this is a great sign because Gigafactory Austin is actually up and running with office space. They're ready, you know, making pre-production vehicles at the factory. And I'm assuming actually things are on track for their first deliveries next month. We're going to hear an update on this probably at the earnings call in January. All right, number two, Elon Musk was asked about the Build Back Better plan that's being debated in the Senate. And Elon actually says that him and Tesla, they don't even think about this bill at all and the possible EV tax credit. He actually thinks that it's better if the bill doesn't pass, and it's largely because of the government deficit. He says that Tesla doesn't need an EV tax credit, and if it was up to him, he would actually cancel the bill altogether. He'll get rid of all subsidies, including subsidies for oil and gas. And one of his big reasons is he thinks the government is spending far more than they're bringing in revenue, and something really bad is going to happen fiscally. And he says, even if you zero out all billionaires, you still wouldn't solve the government's deficit problem. All right, number three update is the Tesla bot. So Elon is saying that Tesla's full self-driving, or their autopilot software, is actually creating the most advanced practical AI for navigating the real world, and that Tesla has already become the world's largest robot company. Moving forward, TeslaBot is going to be absolutely profound. He's not sure when they'll get it right, but he's confident they will get it right. And the general use case is the TeslaBot has potential to be a generalized substitute for human labor over time. Now, this is a huge addressable market. Personally, I think the TeslaBot gives Tesla a multi-decade runway in terms of product development and total addressable market. It's just the ultimate kind of option call for Tesla investors. All right, number four, Elon was asked about December 9th. There's been a lot of rumors in the Tesla Twitter community that something might happen, like a stock split on December 9th. But Elon put the rumors to rest. He says he doesn't know anything that's going to happen on December 9th. All right, number five, Elon gives a Cybertruck update. He thinks that the Cybertruck will probably be the best product that Tesla's ever made. There's going to be a ton of new technology going into the car. It's going to be extremely hard to make. I think we have to have kind of low expectations on the timeline. He says that we'll have volume production in 2023. All right, update number six is Neuralink. He says Neuralink is working well right now in monkeys. They're doing a lot of testing. He hopes to have Neuralink in the first humans who have spinal cord injuries by, I say, next year, pending FDA approval. And he says he thinks there's a chance that they could restore full like walking ability on people who have major spinal cord injuries. Now, this is going to be a huge, huge accomplishment, right, if this happens. Number seven, Starship. So the Starship, Elon is saying, is going to be the biggest rocket ever made, fully reusable. And this is going to be what he calls the holy grail of space technology, and will allow humans to become multi-planetary. And he says that actually Starship is absorbing more mental energy than anything else going on right now. All right, number eight, Elon was asked about his use of humor, let's say in management and on Twitter. He says he thinks he's funny. He cracks a lot of jokes. He's aspirationally funny. I think that's part of, you know, the Elon Musk MO. He's extremely serious and focused, but also, you know, he'll joke around. He knows how to have a good time. Number nine is China thoughts. He was asked just generally about China. He thinks China's economy could become 2 to 3 times larger than the US economy. He doesn't endorse everything that China says, but he does recognize that Tesla does have a good relationship with China, and he hopes that all countries can work toward mutual prosperity of humanity as a whole. Now, this is a tricky subject because the Chinese government authorities are very sensitive about what's said regarding them, especially from public figures like Elon Musk. I think he treaded this issue pretty well. All right, number 10 is the non-aging secret. So he was asked if he has any secret on, you know, not aging. He says, actually, he doesn't want to live forever. He thinks it's important for us to die. And if we don't die, that perhaps new ideas might not be able to surface, might not be able to succeed if people are going to live forever. Overall, what are the key takeaways? First off, Elon looks great. He's very sharp. He's very focused on Tesla and SpaceX, Starship, TeslaBot, autonomy. He knows exactly what he needs to do to push forward, not just progress with his companies, but also progress of humanity as a whole. And he also sees some glimpses of what makes Elon so unique? He says, hey, I don't want to live forever. Most people want to live, right, as long as they can. But Elon actually has the sense of mind to understand that, hey, it might not be the greatest thing. He also is very passionate about solving real problems. You have Neuralink trying to solve actually paralysis. You have SpaceX trying to make humans a multi-planetary species. You have Tesla trying to fight climate change, but also now moving into this other field of labor. In a world of declining population. I think what we're seeing before us is an entrepreneur, an engineer who is at his prime and leading perhaps some of the most significant companies in our generation or perhaps in history at the same time, right? With Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink, Boring Company, et cetera. I think it's just an awesome opportunity to be part of such ambitious, life-changing, world-changing ideas. I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.